Picture throngs of people gathered in a ghost town in the California desert, cheering on a bunch of cars and SUVs as they navigate a 60-mile course. And the cars and SUVs, there's no one at the wheel. No, it's not a ghost story or a sci-fi flick. It was the DARPA Challenge, that Defense Advanced Research Project Agency's 60-mile road race pitting 11 tricked-out robotic cars against each other. The winner, a robot who goes by the name Boss, who earned his makers $2 million. William Red Whitaker is a professor of robotics at Carnegie Mellon and the team leader of the Tartan Racing, the winning team. Hi, Red.
Good morning.
So what kind of course did your robot have to encounter? What did it have to do to accomplish to win?
Not so different than what you might drive if you were cruising a western town. It had to be very quick, very impeccable on the roads. Had to deal with intersections that were encountered. A little bit of off-road work, where dirt trails and country roads connected the city streets. There was some four-lane, some parking lot, and some tight maneuvering that was needed to make U-turns and get out of really tight spaces.
Okay, just for the record, though, there's no human being inside of Boss, right?
Computers, sensors, software do all the driving and did that in an uncanny, amazing way.
So the inside of the car, Boss, which is a Chevy, is that right?
Chevy Tahoe.
Okay. So the inside is all computers and sensors and the like.
Well,
was it already pre-programmed? Is that how it works?
It is not programmed to follow a specific pattern. It's programmed to drive and to drive well and to make judgments just like a beginning driver would do. It has to obey California traffic law and the rules of the road and the speed limits, and then subject to all that. It's a competition, so it mattered to do well relative to everyone else, be the quickest to run all those courses and make it look like there was nothing to it.
So how long did it take to build this particular robot, and what was the major problem you had to solve?
For Tartan Racing, about 1 year in the shop, with the sensors, with the wire, with the software, and about 12 months to build several hundred thousand lines of software. The real challenge is the testing that it takes to make a technical device perform so well when it has to.
Now, the race was sponsored by the Pentagon, specifically, as I said, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. What is the military application for this robot technology, ultimately?
Well, there are so many vehicles that drive their way around in life, and any of those are candidates for automation. Commercially, there are tractors that have self-guidance and bulldozers that have blade motion control, excavators that have automated digging, and for defense, that can be everything from reconnaissance machines to logistics resupply, convoys, and active fire.
Now, I understand you're on to your next challenge, and you're using your prize money from this challenge for the next big competition. What is it?
Well, in the robotics area, perhaps the greatest challenge that's on the street right now is $25 million for a successful robot on the moon. And we're declared that's a challenge that calls to us, it inspires us, it's got our name on it,
And you're taking no prisoners, is what I think you were about to say next.
Well, each of these requires a substantial commitment of life and the clear understanding that they're not easy, they're worthwhile, and each of them takes a little bit of the doing.
Well, good luck with the doing. William Red Whitaker, professor of robotics at Carnegie Mellon, and congratulations on your big win this time around.
Victory is sweet.